Once upon a time, there was a miller who had three sons. When the miller died, he left everything he owned to them. The eldest son was given the mill, and the second son was given the donkey. All that was left for the youngest son was the old cat. "We have no home. What are we going to do, Puss?" said the youngest son sadly as he stroked the old cat. Then, to his surprise, the old cat began to talk. "You have always been kind for me," said Puss. "So do as I say. From now on, I will make your fortune. Get me a hat, a pair of boots, and a bag." The miller's son did as he was told. The cat put on the red boots. "Now I'm the Puss in Boots," he said, and he hurried off with a bag over his shoulder. Puss in Boots stopped at the field. He put a carrot in the bag and placed the bag on the ground. He waited until a rabbit hopped into the bag, and then he pulled the string tight. Puss in Boots knew that the king liked rabbits, so off he went to the king's palace. "These parents from my master, the Marquis of Cambrai," said Puss in Boots, bowing low to the king. The king was very pleased with the parents. Every day, Puss in Boots take more parents to the king, saying that they too were from his master, the Marquis of Cambrai. One day, Puss in Boots said to the miller's son, "Go down to the river for a swim." No sooner had the miller's son went into the water. When the king coach came along, Puss in Boots tied his master's coat under a bush and then began calling, "Help, help, my master, the Marquis of Cambrai is drowning, and his coat has been stolen." The king stopped the coach when he heard Puss in Boots calling. The king's men ran to save the miller's son, and they dressed him in some fine clothes. "Come and join us," said the king. The miller's son climbed into the coach and sat beside the beautiful princess. Puss in Boots had raced off ahead of the coach. Soon he came to some men who were guarding corn in the field. "When the king passed this way," said Puss in Boots, "obviously, tell him this cornfield and all this land belong to your master, the Marquis of Cambrai." The man was frightened, and the fiery talking cat, and they did just as they were told. The king was very pleased to hear that Marquis of Cambrai owned too much land. In the meantime, Puss in Boots had raced on. He reached a huge castle, which was the home of a cruel giant. "I have been told that you can turn yourself into many animals you wish," said Puss in Boots to the giant. "Just watch me," roared the giant, and he turned himself into a ferocious lion. "That's amazing," said Puss in Boots, who was shaking with fear. "Could you turn yourself into a very tiny mouse?" said Puss in Boots, "and that you would be harder to do." "That's not hard," was the giant. With that, he turned himself into a little mouse and skirted bottles around the floor. This was what Puss in Boots wanted. In a flash, he bounced on the mouse and ate him up. Just as Puss in Boots washed his paws, he heard the king's coach stopping outside the castle. "Welcome to the home of my master," said Puss in Boots. The miller's son joined, pretending to be the Marquis of Cambrai. "Please stay for dinner," he said to the king and the princess. Later that evening, the Marquis of Cambrai said to the king if he could marry the princess. The king was delighted. And so the miller's son and the princess were married in the very next day, and they lived happily ever after with their cat the clever puss in boots.